So what was it like here on this final day with that lead? Obviously, pretty comfortable 4 and 5 shots all throughout the
day.
Well,
you know, it was, but at the same time, I knew I had a lot of work ahead of me. But, to finish it off the way I did, to, you know, grow up in the state of Connecticut, a tournament where I used to come with my dad and my brother and watch all the pros as I was growing up and, to sit on that range or behind the ropes and ask for autographs and all those things. And, you know, to be back here and to win your first event is one thing, but to do it in front of all your kind of your home state fans, I wish everybody could experience it because it was pretty special walking up that 18th hole.
Did that add any extra pressure? Like, oh, man, I can't blow this on my own
course. Well, I mean, I tell you, I didn't really kind of really start celebrating until I finally hit that second shot on the green on 18, knowing I could, basically, I figured I could get it in the hole from there. So, but there's no question. I was pretty focused all day. For the most part, I felt pretty relaxed. I really did. I knew it was I got off to a good start, which I think helped. I birdied the third hole to kind of calm me down and relax me a little bit. And from there, it was a difficult day to play. The wind blew pretty good. And I was able to really kind of hit some good shots and make some putts when I needed. And, again, it's a neat feeling. There's no doubt. I'm pretty excited the way I hung in there. And, this obviously opens up some new doors for me, and I'm excited what lies ahead.
And the money doesn't hurt either.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My wife will like that.
I mean, when you started on Thursday, did you think, you know what, I got a chance to win this thing?
Well, I always said, again, I've played this event now. My first time was in 98 as an amateur. They gave me a spot. And, this is my 6th year on tour. I've had some chance close calls before. I feel like, I've kind of gone through the growing pains and worked my way up the ladder, so to speak. And I knew my time was coming. Obviously, I never really thought, I'd love if I couldn't think of another place or a better place to win my first event, but right here in Hartford. But, it goes to show you, if you just kind of keep plodding along and work hard and, good things will happen. And that's exactly what happened to me this week.
So I would imagine you're hoping this is the springboard.
Absolutely. Again, this gets me in the Open Championship, and from what I understand, I think they were saying I'm now 6th in the latest Ryder Cup standing. So, it sets up for a lot to, I'm looking forward to the next couple months and see if I can continue the good play.
Anything in particular came together for you in your game?
Well, I putted really well this week. I've always hit the ball really well, but I really hung in there and putted great. Was really the round that kind of put me in a spot to have a chance to win. And, I shot 67, a difficult day to play. And it's just a neat, neat feeling.